Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bombings claimed by the Islamic State militants in the Syrian cities of Damascus and Homs killed at least 140 on Sunday. Blast came as Secretary of State John Kerry said a provisional agreement has been reached with Russia for an end to hostilities that could begin in the next few days in Syria, but he acknowledged that it's not finalized and all parties might not comply.
It is not yet done, and I anticipate that our presidents, President Obama and President Putin, may well speak somewhere in the next days or so in order to try to complete this task.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his government is ready to take part in a ceasefire as long as not used by the militants to reinforce their positions. Counting underway from Sunday's presidential and legislative elections in Niger, results not expected until sometime later in the week, maybe next week. Mahamadou Issoufou is running for a second five-year term with a promise to crush Islamist militants. About 14 other candidates were running against Issoufou, including Sinye Oumarou, the leader of the opposition coalition. President Issoufou told the French news agency he is absolutely sure he will win the election and predicted a runoff would not be needed. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has commended the Central African Republic for successfully holding peaceful presidential elections. Ban congratulated former Prime Minister Faustin Archange Touadéra for his victory and called for the country to maintain a constructive atmosphere. This is VOA News. London Mayor Boris Johnson broke with British Prime Minister David Cameron on Sunday, declaring he is joining the campaign calling for Britain's exit from the European Union.
I would like to see a new relationship based more on trade, on cooperation, but as I say, with much less of this supranational element.
Cameron's push to remain in the 28-member bloc comes after EU members agreed on a package of concessions to Britain, which Cameron called special status.
But our special status also means we're out of those parts of Europe that do not work for us. So we will never join the euro. We will never be part of eurozone bailouts, never be part of the passport-free, no-borders area, or a European army, or an EU superstate.
Britain also has guarantees that it will not be penalized for continuing to use the pound sterling as its currency instead of switching to the euro. At least 10 people have been killed in a powerful tropical cyclone that struck Fiji over the weekend. Government has imposed a nationwide curfew, declared a month-long state of natural disaster. Scores of residents have sought shelter in evacuation centers set up across the islands. In U.S. presidential politics, Donald Trump has emerged as the front-runner for the Republican nomination following the weekend win, his win, in the South Carolina primary. We get more now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The other contenders at the moment in the Republican race look to be Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz. Rubio had a very strong surge here at the end in South Carolina, probably thanks to the help of the popular governor, Nikki Haley, and he is well suited to continue in the race, as is Ted Cruz, who's arguing he's the only true conservative left. Of course, we also have a casualty in the race now, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush dropping out. The field is shrinking, and it's starting to look more and more like a three-person race, Trump, Rubio, Cruz, with maybe Ohio Governor John Kasich on the outside hoping for some upcoming victories in Midwestern states.
And for the Democrats, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won the Nevada caucuses over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 53-47. The Nevada win gives Clinton a much-needed boost after she narrowly edged Sanders in the Iowa caucuses earlier this month, and he routed her in the New Hampshire primaries. The world's oldest leader turned 92 on Sunday. Longtime President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe will mark the occasion with a public celebration on Saturday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.